first of all, it's almost hard to believe that this will be year 15 of this ballpark, right?
Yeah, 15 here in Minnesota, 28th overall. So, yeah, it's been a long ride.
And it seems each year there's new and fun things to do, which almost makes it feel like a bit of a new ballpark every year. Take us through some of the new things fans will see, you know, here from a food perspective.
Yeah, it's our goal during the offseason to try to come up with new and interesting concepts, you know, evaluate what worked in the previous year and identify some gaps that we can fill. Some of that comes organically through interests out here in the community. Others we go out and search after. We've got some really great partners, Two Mixed Up. We've got a couple of their concepts, and they're located just up the street. But here in the ballpark, you can get one of their loaded fries at up in our crew atrium. But then for everybody, they can go to the Town Ball Tavern, Keeper's Heart Town Ball Tavern this year, and they can get one of their double stack burgers, which is phenomenal. Out here on the Gate 34 Plaza space, with Winnebago being a new partner of the Twins, we're trying to really embrace that lake up north theme and feel. So we've got some great ideas and concepts out here at the bar. Whether you're going to get a cocktail with some Swedish fish rolling around in there, or you're going to get a s'mores boozy ice cream sundae. We also have a great local partner from Lake Minnetonka and Lord Fletcher's, where you can get yourself a walleye burger served with a bag of chips. And on that burger is a really, really savory smoked tartar sauce, which really sets that off. Continuing our partnerships with Official Fried Chicken, they're doing some wings and some mac and cheese offerings this year. Working with Curds and Cakes, we've got a deep-fried Oreos and deep-fried Oreo sundae, which is fun and different. Red Cow, we're bringing back their ultimate burger. Then we've got some new relationships with Bussin Burria, with a burrito taco that will be available out of Herbeck's. Stepchild with Kamal Muhammad and some great things that he's doing up in the Northeast. He's got a sweet potato fritter, which I'm not a sweet potato guy, but when I had a sweet potato fritters, hit it with a little maple syrup and some goat cheese, and it's phenomenal, so everybody should try that. As well as Parcells Organic Cafe that he just opened up. And so we're offering some of his smoothies, real organic, natural protein shake smoothies, be available at Section 126. There's so many more to talk about, but that'll just give you a little bit of a sneak peek. But we've got a lot of exciting things this year.
Each year there's new technology as well. Explain the new image reader that is going to make checkout quicker for maybe some simple items.
Yeah, so we've explored different options over the years. You know, where can we take that that friction point potentially with a guest and transactions, and not necessarily reduce that headcount, but allocate that to the back of the house to where we can get that food out faster for guests, because we need resources to be able to do that. So just walk out stores with where you walk in and you leave, and it accounts for it through AI and other technologies. Doesn't really, in our mind, work as well at a ballpark just because of the length of game and people are wandering through the concourse. But technology is important with the speed of the game and how can we get folks back faster. And so we can increase that by offering some kiosks and increasing the amount of points of sale we have on the concourse. But one of the things we're doing this year at select locations is a technology called Mashgen. Mashgen is it's generated through photographs. So whether you're buying a Budweiser and you put that down on a tray, that camera system in its database has probably got 150 images of a Budweiser can and how it sits, and it will identify that as a Budweiser, tie that to the price point, whether you have one item or multiple items, and it'll automatically give you a total, and then you just swipe your card or tap your card and off you go. So it takes that traditional 90-second transaction, and it probably breaks it down to as little as, you know, 15 to 20 seconds. So the speed is very important there. It gets people through the lines faster, which means there won't be as many lines, and hopefully that allows people to enjoy the game.
Yeah, pretty cool. I just want to generally ask you about the challenge for 80-plus nights a year of feeding 10,000 or 20,000 or, I suppose, on heavy nights, 30,000 people. What is the general challenge here? How many people are behind it all, and you're kind of the guy that oversees it all?
Yeah, I try not to think about those numbers. I'm a small-scale guy, and I just multiply it. So what we do is not really any different than any other restaurant or establishment in a food court. We just do it on a bigger scale, and our methods of developing ratios to guests to product fall in line, which makes it easy for procurement, because we know that one out of every five guests that walks in the ballpark is going to probably buy a hot dog, or one out of every two guests is probably going to buy a beer. So we use those metrics to be able to really dial in on what we need to have so we can keep good rotation and keep product fresh. But we don't do it alone. I don't do it alone for sure. I've got at least 30 individuals on a salary basis that work with me, and another 30 on top of that that are year-round in our culinary and our distribution and our procurement and in our operations side. That doesn't even include things like information technology and human resources and finance and accounting and so forth. So about 2,000 employees and nonprofit volunteers that make us go on any given day. So we hope that we have 30 to 40,000 every night. That means the team's playing well, and it's probably a nice, beautiful summer day, and we'll be ready for them when they come. When they don't, we use our metrics to try to keep track of that rotation, make sure we got something good and fresh for as they come in.
Well, how excited are you? We're almost here.
I don't know. I this is my 26th opening day, I think, if you go across the career that I've had, and it'll be my 15th opening day here with the Twins, and it's the best part of the year. So it's the hardest part of the year because we start right off with, 35, 40,000 people, and we have a lot of folks that we hire on and have to put them through training and make sure that they're comfortable, and we know there'll be some growing pains, but we're about solutions. We're not about pointing fingers. So we'll get through it, and then that just makes us that much better when we really get into our groove of the dog days of summer.
Yeah, and that means warm weather and baseball. Nothing better. Thanks, Pete. We appreciate it.
Thank you.